Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Now, this floored me. ESPN, which is very woke, they've had all kinds of stuff. They fired people for not toeing the line and for not being liberal and taking the party line. ESPN, who is owned by ABC, the American Broadcasting Company, which is also a woke network, who is owned by Disney. You see the pattern here? You've got Disney, which
Walt Disney, the most trusted name in hypocrisy.
You know, even Walt is probably turning over in his grave.
Oh, Walt would have nothing to do with what's going on right now.
Yeah. And I've said this on the show before. Walt was not a Christian.
He wasn't, but he did believe in Judeo-Christian values, and he did have those in his movies. Yeah. And
well, and he knew that
he certainly wouldn't be trying to indoctrinate our children.
Well, he was pretty subliminal, but he was not what Disney is today. Let's just say that for sure. You know, and his political leanings were nowhere close to what Disney.
No, I'm interested though. What do you think he did subliminally? That you just got my undivided attention with that comment.
One, it's pretty well known that he was not real sympathetic to the feminist movement. In fact, I have met people that knew him on a personal level, and he was a bit of a philanderer. And so all of the moralistic stuff and everything.
Well, and not to justify it, but that would have been a very common position in those days. We're talking the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. But in what way did that affect his movies and his art?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of things you can look at.
I thought you meant subliminally in the art. That's what I was thinking.
Well, there are, and there have been pieces done where you can look at some of the animation, not just the contemporary stuff, but some of the old stuff. And there was a lot of sensuality in there. There were little lines and things that they drew in there. There were these little suggestive things, innuendo, that were hidden to the eyes of the children. And only cynical adults like myself would even pick up on this stuff.
If it wasn't picked up on by the children, that would have made me feel better, though.
Yeah, but I grew up watching Walt Disney stuff. I watched all of that stuff, and loved it. And it was certainly more moral back then than it is today. But he also, there was a lot of I don't know. We're going to get in trouble here with some of the stuff. He flirted around with a lot of the occult stuff and everything. If you ever watched the original film Fantasia, wow, there's some pretty dark stuff in there. And then there was also
Fantasia does look like it was filmed by somebody on acid. I will agree with that.
It does.
Parts of it.
They had to edit out some of the stuff. The little nymphs and stuff were showing.
Oh, well, and some of that didn't get edited out. There was nudity in some of that Greek mythology section.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and there must have been some parents that were up in arms in those days about that.
Yeah, but it was cartoons, and so he kind of got away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't, that's okay. So I'm just saying Walt was not the saint people would like to paint him to be. He was an artist, without a doubt. He was an incredibly creative man, and he took risks that as soon as he died, the company quit taking risks.
He took one risk at a time. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was a risk because there had never been a full-length animated movie. People said adults won't sit through it. Children won't sit through it. Disneyland, they said he would lose his shirt on it.
Yeah.
And Disneyland, during its first day, was a fiasco. And everybody thought they were right, but in no time at all, they recovered. Yeah. So he kept proving them wrong when he took his risks.
Well, and Snow White took years to ever get out of the red. He spent a lot of money on that and took a risk, but he did it because he believed it and he wanted to do it. And it was that artistic drive that he had. Of course, he hired all kinds of people. And there's been, stories of the people he would hire weren't always treated fairly.
But if the people he hired had two high school girls at a private school making out on the Disney Plus streaming channel, I'll bet Walt would have fired them faster than Sneezy could sneeze.
Plus, if you look at how the animation studios are today, they still treat their animators very, very poorly in terms of the work schedule or how much they're paid often, too. So, things haven't changed that much even since back then, too, to this day.
Okay. Your voice changed.
Oh, sorry. That was Brendan, producer Brendan here. Thank you.
That was Brendan. I know. That's just always, it always.
We're just being subliminal with you, Jim. My voice just subliminally changed right on the air.
I don't even do drugs, and I'm hallucinating. Okay. Okay. So anyway, the point of it is that Disney is one of the most woke corporations in America.
Oh, they're leading the way with it right now. They absolutely are.
Yeah. Well, it's costing them money. And that, you know, the old thing, go woke and go broke. And unfortunately, some of these corporations figured that out a little too late. But Disney owns
others ACA. Don't care. Some of them care more about their ideology than whether they're making money. And it awaits to be seen where Disney will fall on this.
It seems that way. But that's the big umbrella that ESPN is under.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.